Meditation 30. Searching for the Lord.
Many people told me that there is a God, and if you look for Him, you'll find Him. As a child, I looked for Him in the sky, thinking one day He would come out of the clouds. But I could not find Him. As I grew a little older, I began to look for Him in Sunday school and Bible classes. My teacher told me that if I was a good boy, God would bless me and I would meet Him. I put on nice clothes and I went to school and Bible class regularly, trying to be good like my teacher had requested. However, I noticed that neither he nor I seemed to have found God. Later they told me, if you really want to know God, you must join the choir, be baptized, and give a weekly tithe. How happy I was to get better instructions. However, after doing these things, I noticed that none of those who encouraged me in these ways actually seemed to have met God. As I grew older, the association with my peers and the basis of my understanding became more variegated. My peers laughed at me and some said, if you really want to know God, you must join another church. Others said, you will find Him in the mosque. A closer friend said, no, He is really with the Baha'is. I visited these centers often, but I did not find God, nor find others who had found Him. After I went to college, my quest for God slowed considerably. Close friends, seeing my emptiness, told me, the problem is you have the wrong conception. Only children and childish people think of God as a person. God is mind, all energy. You can find Him in the metaphysical schools. I joined many of them. However, I only found people trying to psych each other out. I wondered, was thinking that God could be discovered a symptom of some psychological disturbance? One advanced friend told me one day, you know why you have not found God? He laughed. Because He is you. He began to tell me how I was God. But he did not stop there. He explained how he was God too, and actually how everyone was God. He was completely serious. When he told me that as soon as he got over his headache, perhaps by tomorrow, he would give me more explanation of how we're all God, I was eager to depart from him, thinking that he had more than a headache. How could God suffer any discomfort or illness? How could I, as God, have forgotten who I am? Again, I could appreciate that neither he nor I were God, nor had we really found him. I was all ready to give up in this search when a female New Ager informed me that the fastest and shortest way to find God was through the sublime union of the male and female energy, through perfect sexual exchange. it did not take me long to see that of all these pretenders, this was one of the greatest. For neither I nor she seemed to have the slightest idea of where to find God. All else had failed, and seemingly so had I. One close well-wisher tried to encourage me by explaining that the mystery of God consciousness was revealed through the proper drug experience. He explained that on reaching the proper altered state of consciousness, one would behold God in his full splendor. As I was half mad by now, I thought the drug experience surely could do no harm. But to my disgust, I watched as my intoxicated friend began to feel and talk as if he were God, trying to describe what he was experiencing to me. He was not even aware that he had knocked his remaining supply of drugs on the floor. I thought to myself, why does God need to take drugs to know himself? If the drug gives him God consciousness, then the drug is God and is more powerful than he himself. I realized that both he and the drug were distractions, as surely neither could be God. How I had given up. I had tried every technique and so many experiences, but I could not find God, nor could I find anyone who had found him. But one day, I met a pure devotee of the Lord. I asked him, "Do you know God?" He replied, "Who am I to know?" He explained to me how he only knew his spiritual master and the sadhus. He said his guru had told him to always serve the devotees, to study the revealed scriptures scrutinizingly, and to share with any and everyone little knowledge that he had. He explained how he made these instructions his life and soul, and said that whenever he thinks of his guru, his instructions, his heart becomes overwhelmed with great love. He told me that he personally does not feel that he is qualified to meet the Lord, but that he had given his life to serve the Lord's devotee. His sincerity brought tears to my eyes. I embraced him and noticed that he was in tears too. He felt my desperation in wanting to know God, and I felt his great compassion. In a choked up voice, I said, "Let me serve the devotees with you. Let us penetrate all coverings, diving deeper and deeper into higher consciousness, preparing ourselves to meet that glorious Lord. Today, I have met a true devotee of my worshipful Lord. Now I can stop searching around, and I can search within with a true partner. Only the Lord himself could have sent me such a partner. Therefore, I am sure he is arranging for me to meet him soon, although I am a lowly beggar."